Hi, this...
Good morning and welcome to the Essentials of Healthy Living on AM 1260, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. We are here every Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. covering a wide variety of topics related to health, wellness, and nutrition. I am your host for the next hour, Dr. Kevin Passero. I am a naturopathic doctor, and you can find me at the Village Green every Tuesday, once a week. Otherwise, I am at my private practice in Annapolis, Maryland. Don't forget to tune in next week where my wonderful co-host Dana Lake will be having a wonderful show related to heart health. So she'll have a wonderful special guest on talking about some very exciting therapies specifically for supporting your cardiovascular system. Also, don't forget, first of all, today I have a fantastic show lined up for you. I have a wonderful special guest, Dr. Tori Hudson, naturopathic physician and one of the most foremost experts in natural health for specifically related to women's health. And we're going to have her on the phone discussing with us today some very important women's health issues. It's going to be a very informative, action-packed show. So I'm really hoping to get you guys some great information today. Don't forget that you can listen to any of our old shows. We've been doing the show for almost 2 years now, and we have all of the old radio shows archived that you can download and listen to for free by going to www.myvillagegreen.com. That is the Village Green homepage, and just click on the archive show area. You can also read or sign up to receive the weekly blog sent out by the Village Green. And there's also an Ask the Expert section where you can ask some of the nutritionists who work at the Village Green for some of their expert advice on topics related to health, wellness, nutrition, and nutritional supplements. So today, like I said, we're going to be covering some women's health issues. We're going to be talking about issues such as menopause, issues related to fertility, issues related to PMS-related symptoms like menstrual cramps. And we're going to be finding out a lot of wonderful key natural strategies that women can consider to help address some of the symptoms related to these issues. So first, I'd like to introduce my special guest. I really don't want to delay today because we have so much to get to. Dr. Tori Hudson graduated from the National College of Naturopathic Medicine, the same school I graduated from, in 1984, where she has since served in many capacities, including becoming the first woman full professor of naturopathic medicine in the United States, medical director, and associate academic dean. She currently is the medical director of A Woman's Time, a wellness clinic in Portland, Oregon, and is the clinical professor at the National College of Naturopathic Medicine, Bastyr University, and Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine, and is the program director for the Institute of Women's Health and Integrative Medicine. In 1990, she was awarded the American Association of Naturopathic Physicians President Award for her research in the field of women's health, which she's going to be sharing a lot of that great information with us today. And in 1999, us naturopathic doctors around the country nominated her for the Naturopathic Physician of the Year. She's a national lecturer and author of a wonderful book, The Women's Encyclopedia of Natural Medicine, second edition, 2008. I use this all the time in my office. It is a wonderful resource. She has over 25 years of experience and expertise in women's health, utilizing nutrition, nutraceuticals, herbs, bioidentical hormones, which we're going to discuss a little bit today, and other therapies to treat all gynecological and primary care conditions. Her experience extends into research and education. She's been a guest lecturer at Oregon Health and Science University, Alta Bates Medical Center, University of North Carolina, Kaiser Permanente, St. Charles Hospital, and other medical schools and institutions. She's appeared on many local and network radio and TV programs, not just the Essentials of Healthy Living radio show, but also big shows like Good Morning America, PBS's Healthy Living series, and Lifetime's New Attitudes. She's published numerous research papers on women's health and writes regularly for the Townsend Letter for Doctors and Patients, which is a wonderful publication, Emerson Ecologics, and the Journal of Alternative and Complementary Medicine. So we are so lucky to have her on the show today. Tori, thank you so much for being with us.
You're very welcome, Kevin. Happy to be here.
Great. So let's start by talking off, because I think this is definitely a huge topic for many women, is the menopause issue. And so many people are so questioned about it. I know just a few months ago, maybe it was, I don't know, 4 or 6 months ago, Oprah had her doctors on again, all talking about menopause and hormones. And Suzanne Summers written her books. And so many women who are dealing with these issues just have so many questions about, you know, about how to deal with these issues. What are the safe ways? What should I do? What shouldn't I do? So I think this is a really great topic. I think one of the first things to kind of outline is there are these, some of these different phases of menopause. And, you know, maybe you can talk about this transition that a woman's body goes through between her, you know, being in the prime of her reproductive years to starting this transition into, you know, non-reproductive time.
Yeah, that can be very confusing. I talk to women about this every day. You know, there are three important kind of, well, maybe four important terms to know about. One is premenopause, and women confuse that with the term perimenopause. And premenopause is, you know, basically, you know, usually we're talking about kind of reproductive age women that are menstruating regularly and might have some other problems like menstrual cramps or PMS or things like that. But for the sort of 40-something, 50-something-year-old woman, we're generally talking about perimenopause, menopause, and then older postmenopause. So perimenopause is essentially kind of transition time. It's when some people, we call it kind of adolescence in reverse, which I think is kind of clever. It, you know, when the communication between parts of the brain and the ovaries are changing, and you start to, by definition, perimenopause is a shortening of the menstrual cycle. Maybe mm-hmm. you had a 28-day menstrual cycle all along, and now all of a sudden it's 26 or 27 or 25. Mm-hmm. That's the strict definition of perimenopause, but most of us kind of include the description of the common symptoms as part of that definition. You know, hot flashes being the most common menopause, perimenopause, menopause symptom, whether they're day or night,
mm-hmm.
that hot flash night sweat stuff. And mood changes, irritable, anxiety, some depression, maybe some memory changes.
Insomnia is also a big one.
Sleep problems is a big problem, you're right, because those brain neurotransmitters were used to getting bathed in a certain amount of estrogen and progesterone mm-hmm. and testosterone, and now the brain bath is different. It's erratic. It's fluctuating. And then once we stop menstruating, then it's in essentially, you know, less of those hormones in the brain. That affects the mood, the memory, and the sleep. So perimenopause is think transition, think changes. And then menopause is officially, by definition, after you have not had your period, a spontaneous menstrual period for 12 consecutive months.
Mm-hmm.
And then postmenopause is anything after that 12 months. So menopause and postmenopause are really the same mm-hmm. thing. It's kind of an interchangeable term. But some people, that's if we're talking about kind of normal, natural, physiologic
right.
process. Because some women go into menopause with having both their ovaries removed, and that's sudden surgical menopause. Or they go through menopause because of pelvic radiation for a cancer, or
mm-hmm.
because of chemotherapy
yep.
for another cancer. And those, you know, all those things, the surgical and the drug-induced menopause, you know, are, the symptoms are the same. The sort of timeline is different. And oftentimes with surgical menopause in particular, the symptoms tend to be more severe.
Yeah, it can be a little bit more abrupt.
Yeah. Oh, and more severe in intensity as
mm-hmm.
well, like the hot flashes, you know, just more intense, or mm-hmm. the mood problems more intense.
Yeah, the problem is oftentimes, you know, the reason for the surgeries might be related to a hormone-related cancer, and so there's maybe less options on the table for some of these women as
That's
well.
Right.
Yeah. That issue of premenopause is interesting because a lot of women, you know, don't know where they're classified. They're still considered in their reproductive years, but they're starting to see some changes in their hormones, you know, and they're not quite sure. Is it too early? Could this be menopause? Could this be uh-huh. the start of perimenopause? You know, so it's sort of an interesting transition time.
I find that to be an unfortunate aspect of sort of the doctoring that some women get is that they're 39 or they're 40
mm-hmm.
and they're starting to have change, you know, some fatigue and some insomnia and some little hot flash, little mood changes, and their doctor says, oh, no, you're too young. It can't be menopause. Here's an antidepressant or here's whatever.
Right.
And they may be a great doctor, and they probably are, you know, a good to great doctor, but that they're not, that to me tells me that they're not a great menopause doctor. And there's a difference. Just like,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'm, you know, I can be great in doctoring at several things, but if Well, in my case, if you're a man and you have a prostate problems, I'm not a great doctor for you. It's the same kind of thing. There really are, you know, and gynecologists, oddly enough, don't tend to be the great menopause doctors. There are some exceptions.
Mm-hmm.
But they're great, you know, obstetrics, gynecology. Their training is more the reproductive age woman.
Sure.
And in the conventional world, it's more likely the internist that's going to be the, you know, the better chance at a conventional good menopause doctor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think it is important for, definitely, I think the message is for women to, you know, realize that if they're starting to experience some of those changes, even at that early age where their doctors may be telling them that it's not menopause related, if they're noticing changes in their hormones all of a sudden, it's definitely something worth looking into and finding somebody who's willing to listen to them and maybe work with them on addressing that can be very, very helpful.
Absolutely.
Okay, so, Tori, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to discuss some of the natural approaches that you tend to use for helping women deal with their menopausal symptoms. So on the other side of this break, we're going to be picking up our conversation. This is Dr. Kevin Passero with the Essentials of Healthy Living on AM 1260, brought to you by The Village Green. Don't go anywhere. We will be back in a minute.
Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that could impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Mega Food. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that could impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Zymogen. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Nordic Naturals. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that could impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Jarrow Formula. Isn't it time you visited Village Green Apothecary? We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years. We still take the time to really know each of our customers and to provide individualized attention and personalized service. With over 10,000 products in stock, we have just what you need for a healthier lifestyle, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products and health-related books. Visit us at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda or call us at 301-530-0800.
And welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living on AM 1260, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary, located in Bethesda, Maryland. I am your host for the next hour, Dr. Kevin Passero. My wonderful co-host, Dana Lake, will return next week. Don't forget, we're here every Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 11 a.m. And I have on the phone with me today Dr. Tori Hudson, one of the nation's foremost leaders in natural approaches to dealing with menopause and female health issues. In the first segment, we discussed some initial issues related to menopause. In today's show, we're going to be covering not only menopause, but some other common female health concerns and some natural ways to help address them. So, Dr. Hudson, before we went for the break, we were discussing some general menopause issues. Now, I think it's time to talk turkey here. You know, one of the biggest concerns that people have is, you know, what is the best way to address menopausal symptoms? Now, as a naturopathic doctor trained to look at the body as a whole, I'm sure you don't have the same answer for everybody, but maybe you can share, you know, with me and my listeners sort of your general approach to helping women with this condition and what you feel are some of the best options that should be on the table when a woman's starting to experience some of these menopause-related issues.
Okay. Well, we start with, you know, a really comprehensive history just to really kind of sort out everything and not only just to better understand her symptoms specifically, but better understand them in context of her overall health.
Mm-hmm.
And what other, there's not feeling good, and then there's sort of diseases she might have or diseases she might be at risk for. Also want to just say it's rarely necessary to test any hormones from my point of view in perimenopause or menopause. There are exceptions to that, but
so that's an interesting take on that. Can you maybe, I mean, you know, I could definitely, you know, I agree with you in a lot of ways, but maybe you can explain to my listeners why you feel that way, because people are very tied to this aspect, you know, being exposed to blood tests and saliva tests and all these different tests that you have to test and see the levels. And, you know, many different places market the fact that, you know, testing allows you to manage the situation a lot better.
Okay. Well, I'm kind of I just warn everybody, I'm kind of opinionated on this topic, which is, okay, so perimenopause, things are changing.
Right.
Every hour, every day, it's night. It's really, I think, inappropriate to think that we can, and unscientific, to think that we can test a hormone and have that give us any kind of understanding of what to do, because it's changing all the time. Basically, the symptoms tell us what is going on
mm-hmm.
in this case. And so what your saliva or blood is on test is on Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock is not the same as Wednesday afternoon or Thursday or Friday. In perimenopause in particular, it's changing all the time. There's no predictable pattern. And that's even before we get to the questionable accuracy of saliva tests for estrogen and progesterone. There's very, 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 very little amount of those two hormones in the mouth, in the saliva. And so, you know, I think it's not really proven that that is an accurate method of testing those two hormones in particular. So we have the accuracy question as well. In postmenopause, and someone comes in and they're having hot flashes and they're not sleeping and they're irritable and their libido is low and they're 51 and they haven't had a period for 2 years, I would argue, do I really need a blood test to show me anything
right.
for that?
Mm-hmm.
And in postmenopause, though, estrogen, progesterone, they measure low on the Richter scale. If I were to do a blood test, they would be low.
Mm-hmm.
I know they're low. They're supposed to be low, and low is low in this case. And there's no point in testing low and spending, you know, the money, because they're supposed to be low.
Right.
There mm-hmm. are, if we get to urine and sort of metabolites of estrogen and how those may relate to risk factors for other bigger problems, that's different, I
right.
would say.
Mm-hmm.
But that has nothing to do with really, you know, managing their day-to-day symptoms.
Exactly. Okay. Well, thank you very much, you know, for that opinion.
So
I think it's very helpful.
They have to save their money to help them feel better, not all those fancy tests in general for hormones. And there are other tests we might need to do that are important, cholesterol and glucose
mm-hmm.
and such. So in terms of sort of the potpourri of menopause symptoms, you know, it really is an individual affair, of course, and we might have a dominant set of symptoms that we really need to address, like anxiety and insomnia is really the dominant symptoms, but the underlying issue, and it's part of their perimenopause or menopause picture, you know, that would be a pretty common scenario.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hot flashes, mood, anxiety, but their sleep is really, really the big problem.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give them what I call a sort of foundational or fundamental, let's start with the herbs, herbal
okay.
product. And that might be black cohosh, that might be a maca product called Feminescence,
mm-hmm.
or that might be a combination product, one of my formulas called Women's Phase 2, which has five herbs in it. And that's sort of addressing this is a menopause, perimenopause issue, because any one of those three products can address a wide range of symptoms.
Now, those herbs are helping to do what? How are they helping a woman's body deal with these symptoms? Because I know some of the things we're going to talk about, like phytoestrogens, mm-hmm. work in a specific way. Herbs maybe work in a different way. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, black cohosh, we don't really know how it works, mm-hmm. but we think it, because it doesn't contain phytoestrogens, and there's still some sort of older information floating around out there that it does, but it doesn't. So, what we think at the moment is that it's affecting serotonin and brain chemistry, which makes sense, actually. So that's maybe, and the reason why it makes sense is because some of the prescription antidepressants are also helping women with their hot flashes.
Yep.
And, of course, their mood and even their sleep, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably, that may be how black cohosh is working. Maca extract is working, it seems, by enhancing sort of the brain adrenal ovarian conversation,
mm-hmm.
that sort of symphony of communication of messages and hormonal messages from one organ to another, and basically kind of perking up the ovaries a bit in their estrogen production.
Now, adrenals are also really important because, in men and women, as the ovaries and testes make less of the active sex hormones as men go through andropause and women go through menopause, the adrenals, it's their responsibility to pick up a lot of that hormone production, correct?
Well, that's the theory,
mm-hmm.
I would say. I mean, they don't increase their hormonal production, but, a common alternative medicine perspective is, okay, the ovaries are waning in their function. Where else can we look to the body to, to support this process? And the adrenal glands, I think, is a good place to look. I think we have to be careful sort of how much we push that concept.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly, restoring balance in a new environment based on age, I think the adrenal glands is an important place because it produces all kinds of hormones.
Sure.
And they get, the adrenal glands kind of take a lot of the burden of life in terms of our ability to adapt to stress. And certainly this is a physiological stressful change, and it then challenges our ability to adapt to normal emotional stressors.
Right, so one piece of the larger puzzle.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
So maca becomes kind of, more interesting in that conversation because traditionally it is an adaptogen,
mm-hmm.
meaning helps us adapt to stress, and an adrenal herb. But there is research to show that it actually does, lower your FSH, a brain hormone, and improve your estrogen production a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then women's phase two, like I said, a collection of five herbs, some are phytoestrogens, some not. So how I might approach this is take one of those products, because they address, each one of those products could address a wide range of symptoms. But if she has a dominant symptom, like insomnia, then I'm going to add a specific, some sleep-ish medicine,
mm-hmm.
like whether that's melatonin or tryptophan or valerian or hops, those kinds of ideas. But the point is that the underlying cause is hormonal changes. So let's address that and give the specific dominant symptom,
Sure. So some foundational support,
exactly.
for balancing the hormones, and then, specifically,
exactly.
assessing what each woman's particular issues might be and making sure that we pay attention to those as well, using something
right.
for natural support with those.
Right.
So now, when would you move this topic of hormone replacement therapy and bioidentical hormone replacement therapy? There's definitely a lot of controversy. Some people say every woman should be on it, after a certain age, and other people obviously feel otherwise about it. Some people say that they're still dangerous, even if they're natural. I mean, where do you fall in your, you haven't been shy about sharing some of your other opinions with us, so hopefully you won't get shy on us now,
okay.
And maybe helping us understand where you stand with using bioidentical hormones and some of your thoughts.
Right. Well, I think it's sort of good to divide things. There's natural non-hormonal treatments,
mm-hmm.
and there's hormonal treatments, and there's all kinds of hormonal treatments. So basically, that dividing line for me is for a perimenopausal or menopausal woman is the severity and scope of her symptoms. So the more severe her symptoms are, or the more the bigger her basket of symptoms,
sure,
you know, the more likely we're going to need to use hormones, either along with some of the herbal things or instead of. And so because they do hormone, estrogen in particular for menopausal women, can relieve more symptoms more of the time,
right,
basically. So it has to do with the severity issue. And there might be some other reasons about her health to especially want to use hormones because of disease prevention, or there might be some issues about her health that make us especially concerned about maybe we shouldn't use them.
So like a family history of some types of cancers maybe, or
possibly
a high risk?
Possibly of that, although I kind of like to introduce this conversation with the risk of using estrogen along with, let's say, you know, a progestogen long term. That means 4 years or more. To manage menopause symptoms, you know, the risk associated with any kind of estrogen and any kind of progestogen is extremely slight.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the first, and we go into a lot more detail when I talk to women, but the risk of breast cancer, very slight, statistically really, really slight, heart disease really, really slight, clots really, really slight. And then, you know, there's all kinds of nuances to all that. So even a woman that has a sister or a mother with breast cancer, she's got her increased risk right there.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't actually have any further increased risk that we know of at the moment by her going on hormones. So the conversation is similar, but yet it might feel more uncomfortable.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But so in general, you're correct. There's maybe some contraindication. If you'd had the biggest contraindication is if you had a history of a blood clot.
Mm-hmm.
That's when we kind of want to steer clear of hormones.
Mm-hmm.
So the risks are slight, the benefits are, but not to be ignored. And the risk might be greater in an individual person. Uterine cancer would be, you know, one thing. If she's, you know, various things go into this pot of decision. Cancer history, heart disease history, diabetes history, obesity, clot history, you know.
Right,
all,
so just really looking
things
at the picture as a whole, for
yeah,
sure.
So when we do need to use hormones, though, we can talk about that if we have to take a break. But
yeah,
we know, what are all the different choices?
Yep.
And how can we mitigate those, any risk, and maximize the benefit?
Exactly. So we're going to take a quick break. This is Dr. Kevin Passera with the Essentials of Healthy Living, brought to you by The Village Green. When we come back, we're going to finish up this conversation about hormone replacement therapy with Dr. Hudson. So don't go anywhere. We will be back in just a minute.
Isn't it time you visited Village Green Apothecary? We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years. We still take the time to really know each of our customers and to provide individualized attention and personalized service. With over 10,000 products in stock, we have just what you need for a healthier lifestyle, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products and health-related books. Visit us at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda or call us at 301-530-0800. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain drug or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passera for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Himalaya Herbal Healthcare. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain drug or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passera for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Twin Lab. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain, drug, or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at mybillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that could impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit mybillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Enzymatic Therapy. Isn't it time you visited Village Green Apothecary? We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years. We still take the time to really know each of our customers and to provide individualized attention and personalized service. With over 10,000 products in stock, we have just what you need for a healthier lifestyle, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products and health-related books. Visit us at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda or call us at 301-530-0800.
And welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living on AM 1260, brought to you by the Village Green Apothecary. Don't forget, we're here every Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. I'm Dr. Kevin Passero, your host for today. My co-host, Dana Lake, will return next week with a great show related to heart health. So don't forget to tune in every week to get great information about health and wellness. So on the phone today, we've been talking to Dr. Tori Hudson, one of the nation's foremost leaders in women's health. And we've been discussing issues related to natural approaches to menopause. And before the break, we were just discussing some stuff with bioidentical hormones, which is a very, very interesting and hot topic these days. So, Dr. Hudson, I know we have some other topics that we want to get to today, but maybe you can, help wrap up some of these thoughts about bioidentical hormones and some of the things that you may want to consider if you decide to use them or work with your doctor in using these.
Okay. So, yeah, just a quick primer on hormones. There are hormones that are, this term bioidentical means, and so hormones can be either made from synthetic, semi-synthetic, or bioidentical. And what bioidentical means is they extract an ingredient out of soy or Mexican wild yam, and then they make that ingredient into a hormone that's biochemically identical to our hormones. And they can do that with estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, DHEA,
any of the hormones,
yeah. And then they can also, though, Premarin, for example, is a natural substance, but it contains about 200 compounds, many of which are not biochemically identical hormones to humans, but it actually is a natural substance, so don't let that fool you. And then there are many hormones on the market that are made synthetically, and there are other hormones. It's sort of what I might call semi-synthetic.
Mm-hmm.
Plant-derived, but then the end product is not a bioidentical hormone.
Right, it doesn't look just like the hormones that our body produces.
So to make a long story short, probably the biggest advantage to bioidentical hormones, and there's bioidentical hormones that you can get from a regular pharmacy. Your regular medical doctor can prescribe estradiol or oral bioidentical progesterone called Prometrium, or any of the estrogen-only patches are bioidentical estradiol. But then there are bioidentical hormones that are compounded from a specialty pharmacy called a compounding pharmacy. And the difference there is that the pharmaceutical company, when they make a bioidentical hormone, they have to bind that with a binder, a filler, a preservative, a dye, because that's what they can patent. And it comes in, one, two, or, maybe at most three different doses.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more limited, and you get some of those other chemical ingredients. Versus the compounding pharmacy, the beauty there is we can prescribe any dose. The doctor who's, knowledgeable in this area can prescribe a very individualized, customized dose and combination also. So a compounding pharmacy can make a dose that the regular pharmacy can't offer. They can make a combination of estradiol with progesterone with testosterone that the regular pharmacy can't offer. We can use some combinations that we think maybe even lower the risk of breast cancer even more by using a hormone called estriol with estradiol with progesterone.
So you can really customize it.
Lots of different deliveries, creams and gels and lozenges. Yeah, you can really customize. And even if you're allergic to peanut oil, we can put it in olive oil. There's just so much flexibility to really meet the individual needs. And that's, I think, we can argue the science of are they safer or not, because there's really inadequate data that that bioidentical estrogen is any safer than any other kind of estrogen. The science does get interesting and leans towards the increased safety of bioidentical progesterone over synthetic progestin. Maybe better safety profile, both breast and cardiovascular. And I think, so that's, we can state with some science. But other than that, I would say the big advantage is really customizing, really meeting the individual needs, and being able to taper the doses slowly up or taper slowly down. And then, of course, we can use the a low dose formula along with one of the herbal formulas. That's something you and I probably do all the time. They get some symptom relief. If they don't get complete symptom relief, they get some symptom relief with black cohosh or another, or maca or women's phase 2 or whatever, but not quite their insomnia or not quite all their hot flashes to meet their satisfaction. So then we might use a little low dose of the hormones than what the conventional doctor would tend to use, because we're also getting the benefit of the herbal support.
Sure. So now, what is your argument against? Many women have heard, you know, just go right to hormones. You should be on hormones for the rest of your life. Women are living longer now, so, you know, the body has an evolutionary adapted to making hormones for longer in life. And, you know, some people even use these hormone protocols that keep women cycling, you know, long past times of menopause, or get them recycling again. I mean, what is your argument? Because I'm not a huge believer in doing that. I work more with the natural rhythms of the body. And I feel people can enjoy wonderful, vibrant health well into their, you know, old age as men or women without using hormones, just as a blanket statement. But, you know, being an expert on this, what is your argument against somebody who might say, I just want hormones. I read a book. I heard that I should be on them. They're going to make me look young, feel young, and be young forever.
Better living through chemistry. Well, yeah, I'm. You know, in essence, with you, I think that, you know, respecting Mother Nature and the wisdom of Mother Nature and the normal cycles of Mother Nature is always, I think, kind of paramount in my mind. In this menopause deal, you know, most women, you know, 75 to 90% of women who have quality of life menopause issues are going to, those issues are going to resolve. They're going to be short term. Maybe, you know, on average about 4 years or something. And those, so we may only be needing to use, if her symptoms are severe, hormones for short term. In terms of, so 10 to 25% of women may have longer-term menopause symptoms for which they'll need longer-term management. Whether that's botanical, nutritional, and or hormonal kind of remains to be seen. In terms of disease prevention, I mean, there are some significant, it's true that estrogen, you know, spiffs up your collagen, and so your skin is not going to wrinkle as much. It's going to, if you start early, meaning in perimenopause or close to menopause, the research now probably it does help reduce the risk of heart disease. There's always this slight risk of breast cancer to keep in mind, though. If started early, maybe it's good for the brain. We're not even quite so sure about that yet.
Well, what I think people forget is, you know, living a good, healthy lifestyle will also do all of those things. So exercising,
and
staying
well hydrated.
Eating, you know, a very good, well-rounded diet and avoiding saturated. I mean, all of these things improve heart health, help you look younger. They increase naturally growth hormone reserves and release. And, you know, they keep you looking and feeling vibrant, young, and healthy. It's just a lot of people necessarily don't have those lifestyle pieces in place, so they turn to the hormones as a possible answer, which, of course, as we know, you know, in my opinion, is not always the best way to do it. So, Tori, we're going to take another quick break, and when we come back, we're going to cover some health issues related more to, you know, women in their reproductive year, specifically PMS, which is a major issue for lots and lots of women. We're going to talk about specifically fish oil and its role in helping with that. So when we come back from the break, we're going to be covering some more great topics with my wonderful special guest, Dr. Tori Hudson. So don't go anywhere. We will be back in just a minute.
Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain drug or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that could impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Megafood. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain drug or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that could impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Zymogen. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain drug or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that could impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Nordic Naturals. Wait, don't buy inferior overpriced vitamins at a chain drug or grocery store. You can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at myvillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that could impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit myvillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Jarrow Formula. Isn't it time you visited Village Green Apothecary? We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years. We still take the time to really know each of our customers and to provide individualized attention and personalized service. With over 10,000 products in stock, we have just what you need for a healthier lifestyle, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products and health-related books. Visit us at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda or call us at 301-530-0800.
And welcome back to the Essentials of Healthy Living on AM 1260, brought to you by the Village Green. We're here every Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. I'm Dr. Kevin Passero, your host for this hour. We've been talking to Dr. Tori Hudson, one of the nation's leading experts in women's health. And we've been talking about menopausal symptoms, cover bioidentical hormones, herbs, lots of different things. If you're just tuning into the show and are interested, don't forget to log on to www.myvillagegreen.com and you can download the archive shows for free. We were also talking before the break about bioidentical hormones and some of the advantages of using a compounding pharmacy. Don't forget that the Village Green Apothecary has been doing compounding pharmacy in this area for over 40 years, and we have a wonderful staff of compounding pharmacists who are experts in doing this. So if you have any questions about stuff we've covered on today's show, feel free to call and speak with one of the compounding pharmacists directly. They'd be more than happy to answer your questions. We also have a wonderful staff of nutritionists and herbalists. We have regular pharmacy where you can get your prescriptions filled, and we carry over 10,000 different types of health and wellness products, ranging from supplements to body care items. So if you have any questions about those types of things, don't forget to stop in and talk to one of our experts. I am there on every Tuesday doing private consultations with people, so you can always make an appointment to see me one-on-one if you would like. So without further ado, let's get back to the topic of the show today. We're going to wrap up the discussion on menopause to cover one other really important topic while we have Dr. Hudson still on the phone, and that's issues related to PMS and some conditions related to women in their reproductive years. So, Dr. Hudson, maybe you could just talk a little bit about, some issues related to PMS symptoms and maybe some of the, best nutrients that you've seen to be helpful with helping women deal with some of these symptoms.
Okay. PMS, involves a whole host of symptoms, headaches, bloating, moody, sleep problems again. Probably some of the most important nutrients and herbs are B6, calcium, chase tree berry, St. John's wort, evening primrose oil, and there's lots of interesting combination products of ways to put those together and formulas that I'm sure they can help you with at the Village Green.
Now, you have a Vitanica one, right, which we carry at the Village Green.
We have one called Women's Phase 1.
And that includes the B6, chase tree, and Vitex, and
oddly
a few other
enough,
nutrients.
It does contain all those things I just mentioned. Yes, the dominant research on PMS and natural medicine has been in those areas.
Okay.
So you always want to use a formula that has those.
Now, let me ask you one quick question. Now, I talked to so many women when I ask them in their intakes, how are their menstrual cycles and their hormones? They say, oh, they're normal, they're fine. And then I start getting into specifics about symptomology that can occur before the onset of the menses. And they start describing maybe a week or 2 weeks prior to menses, moderate to severe breast tenderness and severe bloating and they think it's normal. Now, I know that a woman's hormones go through major shifts before menses, and any time there's that kind of major shift in their body, there's going to be some natural variations in how someone feels.
Right.
So to have some variation is normal, but, what is considered normal, or, what would you consider abnormal for a woman if, premenstrually?
Well, PMS affects probably... majority, 80% of women experience some kind of premenstrual emotional or physical changes, but only about 20 to 40% of those women have difficulties, and maybe only about 2.5 to 5% have changes that really significantly negatively impact their lives. So there's a spectrum of severity, and there's some 150 symptoms that can be premenstrual.
Sure, long list of things. Yep.
So. I want to put in a plug for hormonal balance, and that really means different things to different people.
Mm-hmm.
If you're having a little bit of premenstrual issues, you can probably correct those with just, diet, improving one's diet and
mm-hmm.
exercising regularly. More difficult symptoms or, more symptoms or more severe symptoms is going to need, some of this herbal intervention. This is a really strong area for natural medicine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Also, want to put a plug in for just, the benefit of essential fatty acids for women. It's really, I was going to say in our other segment that, there's probably no, drug or vitamin or herb that does as many things for our health and prevents as many diseases as does exercise. But
yep.
a close second
is
fish oil.
I agree with you 100%.
For this, especially this reproductive age woman, fertility, pregnancy, most women are deficient in a fatty acid called DHA during their pregnancy. And it doesn't take much of a supplement to correct that. And those deficiencies lead to premature labor, shorter, healthy pregnancy, postpartum depression, problems with the fetal development, problems with the infant and their cognitive development
mm-hmm.
and their learning abilities. So fish oil is huge for women. Breast issues and essential fatty acids, menstrual cramps and fish oils, the fertility, pregnancy stuff, even osteoporosis can... has some calcium metabolism benefits from fish oils. Abnormal menstrual bleeding can be affected by essential fatty acids. Heart disease, of course, is big, and
sure.
you're going to have someone be talking about that. So fish oils are really huge in women's health, both for women-only problems and for these primary care problems like heart disease and osteoporosis. And I really also want to just put in a plug for, fish oils, are not all the same. There's many supplements where it probably doesn't really matter, you know, what kind of vitamins. You know, there's there's just the subtle differences are not that worth paying attention to. But fish oils, there are subtle and big differences in quality, in potency, in manufacturing, in rancidity, in the clinical ratios of these fatty acids. And I know you're schooled on that, so you can talk to customers. But this is really an area where the quality in the company really does matter.
Absolutely. I mean, I always tell people, just like you're saying, you know, fish oil, it's one of those supplements in your medicine cabinet that you want to spend a little extra money on. You know, you don't want to go to your big box store and buy the biggest bottle at the lowest rate, because you're not going to get a high quality product. And the problem with fish oil is a low quality product may actually be harmful for you. You know, and not only are you not getting the benefits, but it may not be great for you. So, I mean, long before, you know, Nordic Natural helped out sponsoring the show, years before, I have always been recommending them in my office, because they really do represent probably the highest level, highest quality of fish oil that you can get in this country. And there's many different reasons for that. They do the product extractions in a way that preserves the integrity and freshness of the fish oil. They do it in a nitrogen flushed environment to prevent oxygen exposure. Their levels of the levels of our parts per billion, where they can detect no contamination of any kind of heavy metals or pesticide residues, which is far exceeds any other company standards, which are parts per million. They go by parts per billion. They keep it in its natural triglyceride form, so it's more easily absorbed by the body. They take every single possible step you could imagine to deliver the highest quality fish oil product on the market. So, I mean, really, they do represent a wonderful company for fish oil supplementation.
And women's health, this is, like I said, just a strong area. If you're thinking about getting pregnant, planning pregnancy, or pregnant, or raising a young child, this is a super, super important.
Yeah, I think the stats are unbelievable. I think you know, almost 80% of the fat in the eye is DHA. I mean, the retina of the eye is huge, huge amounts of it are composed of DHA, as well as a lot of the tissue of the brain. So you have a developing fetus where there's the eye developing and the neurological system in the brain. And if the mother does not have adequate DHA stores, there's going to be some deficiencies there. And we know that there's been lots of research on children who were moms who took fish oils during gestation, where their children have better hand-eye coordination and other cognitive skills versus women who are not supplemented. I think a lot of that is partially related to the fact that we don't get a lot of omega-3s in the standard American diet. So really an important thing to consider supplementing with. So any other quick thoughts, Dr. Hudson? Well, I think we're about ready to wrap up.
Maybe just on the tail of that, just as women, as they age, you know, women have more macular degeneration than men. Women have more dementia and Alzheimer's than men. So women have more autoimmune diseases than men. So these things are relevant to the whole omega-3 fatty acids as well for aging.
Absolutely.
The last thing I would say is just thank you. It sounds like they have an awesome resource in that area with you, Kevin, Dr. Pissarro.
Thank you.
I'm really impressed by your questions and your knowledge and that you're doing this program for people. That's fantastic. I have a book, Women's Encyclopedia of Natural Medicine. The 2008 edition is available. And I would say to everybody, you know, you can be in good health. You can, even if you don't feel good now, it's not too late. You can make a difference. You can make a difference in your future, and take care of yourself.
Absolutely. Well, thank you very much, Dr. Hudson. It was such an honor and pleasure having you on the show today. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome. Nice to chat with you.
All right, everybody, thank you so much for tuning in for another great show of The Essentials of Healthy Living. Don't forget to tune in next week, 10 a.m. Saturday and Sunday, for Dana Lake's show on heart health. I'm Dr. Kevin Pissarro, and I will see you in a couple weeks.
Wait, don't buy inferior, overpriced vitamins at a chain drug or grocery store, you can save 25% on featured quality products at Village Green Apothecary. Visit us in Bethesda at 5415 West Cedar Lane or online at mybillagegreen.com. And speaking of your health, are you missing vital news that can impact your health? Join hosts Dana Lake and Kevin Passero for Essentials of Healthy Living every Sunday at 10 a.m. here on AM 1260. You can also listen to past broadcasts when you visit mybillagegreen.com. Essentials of Healthy Living is sponsored by Village Green Apothecary and Metagenics. Isn't it time you visited Village Green Apothecary? We've been providing customized nutrition and healthy living resources for over 40 years. We still take the time to really know each of our customers and to provide individualized attention and personalized service. With over 10,000 products in stock, we have just what you need for a healthier lifestyle, from vitamins and minerals to a full array of natural beauty care products and health-related books. Visit us at 5415 West Cedar Lane in Bethesda or call us at 301-530-0800. WRC. WWRC, Washington.